From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on This Day in Maine, Tuesday, November 12th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Douglas Ridge, a new eco-conservation subdivision in Brunswick dedicated to nature-centric sustainable home design. More at douglasridge.com. And by the Dempsey Center, making life better for people managing the impact of cancer. Locations in Lewiston and South Portland. DempseyCenter.org.
Business and community advocates in Maine are calling for Congress to protect young immigrants whose citizenship status could be threatened by the outcome of a U.S. Supreme Court case. Today, the court heard oral arguments in a legal challenge of President Trump's decision to end the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival program. Maine has more than 140 DACA recipients, according to federal data. In a teleconference, former Bangor Mayor Joel Baldacci told reporters that those immigrants play an important economic and cultural role in many communities in Maine.
This issue affects society across many levels: business, economics, political, social, educational, healthcare. It affects all of us, and not just the DACA recipients and their children, but all of us as a state and as a nation.
Several Maine business leaders also called on legislators to pass federal legislation providing a path to citizenship for DACA recipients. An Ontario-based company is set to buy the cloud-based data protection business Carbonite, which operates a call center in Lewiston. In a conference call yesterday, OpenText CEO Mark Barrenechea says Carbonite will become the company's ninth cloud acquisition and that the purchase represents a continuation of OpenText's total growth strategy. Purchase price is around $1.42 billion. The deal is expected to close in 90 days. Last year, Carbonite was criticized for continuing to take advantage of the state's Pine Tree Development Zone tax incentive program after trimming the workforce at its Lewiston call center. The Lewiston Sun-Journal reports that as of January 2018, Carbonite had around 180 workers in Lewiston. That's down from a high of 350 a few years earlier. The paper says at the time, Carbonite was moving lower-skilled jobs to Jamaica. Calls to Carbonite and OpenText were not returned by airtime. The Androscoggin Mill & Jay is being sold by Verso Corporation to a Pennsylvania-based paper company. Verso says Pixel Specialty Solutions will buy the mill and another one in Wisconsin for $400 million.
When you have a big paper mill, there's always rumors going around. So we'd heard, you know, that they had talked about previously looking at sale or other options.
That's J-Town manager Shiloh Lafreniere. She says she found out about the sale this morning, but it doesn't come as a big surprise. And she says Verso has made investments in the mill over the last several months and that she doesn't expect any closures or layoffs. Verso has struggled over the last few years and went through bankruptcy in 2016. The company reported a drop in net sales in the third quarter of 2018. It declined comment for this story, but in an email says employees at the mill will move to Pixel. About 500 people work at the Androscoggin Mill, which Lafreniere says provides about half the tax base for Jay. The deal is expected to be completed early next year. It requires stockholder and other approvals. And electricity prices are on a downward trend in New England, and for most Bangor area residential customers of Emera, Maine, that'll mean an 8% reduction in their bills in 2020. The Maine Public Utilities Commission today approved the lowest cost bid for the standard offer electricity that most Mainers purchase, which came in at 18% lower than this year's standard offer price. That's only one portion of the bill, though, with Emera's distribution, transmission, billing, and other services making up the rest. Those are expected to remain roughly the same, says PUC Chairman Phil Bartlett. He says the overall monthly bill for a typical consumer this year is about $89.
In 2020, with the new rates, that will go down to $81.60. So that's about an 8.4% total reduction in their electricity bill.
The commission will open bids for standard offer service to CMP customers tomorrow, and Bartlett says he expects a similar result. He attributes the decline to regional trends that include continued reduction in the cost of producing energy from renewable sources and energy efficiency investments that are reducing overall electricity demand. Let's look at the weather. Tonight, we'll have skies clearing overnight. It's also going to be getting very, very cold, with lows in the high single digits to the mid-teens. Tomorrow, windy and very cold, partly to mostly sunny with highs in the low 20s to the low 30s. On Thursday, mostly cloudy in the north and mountains with some afternoon flurries, partly sunny otherwise with highs in the low 20s to mid 30s. And on Friday, mostly sunny except in the mountains where we'll have a few afternoon flurries, highs in the low 30s to the low 50s. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. I'm Nora Flaherty.